busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train on us feeling near as faded as.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up a topic and then I'll go to the lines. Start out by saying that the Democrats are going to have to go it alone on infrastructure. Democrats are going to have to go it alone on infrastructure because Moscow Mitch throwing a monkey wrench into it. And Biden's infrastructure plan will pass overwhelmingly in the House. It'll get all Democratic votes, get a lot of Republican votes, and then it's going to go to the Senate and it's going to get a lot of votes. If it were a general up or down vote, including a couple of Republicans, but Moscow Mitch will say we need 10. And without the filibuster, because he'll filibuster it, it won't get through. So what they're doing is, in the House, is very smart. They're going to go ahead and pass it. It'll get to the Senate, and then it's really going to come down to Joe Manchin and to Kyrsten Sinema, who follows Joe Manchin. And the argument is very simple. On this one, you have got to suspend the filibuster rule, just like Moscow Mitch suspended it for Supreme Court appointments. So why shouldn't we suspend it on a case-by-case basis? And the two things that are most important, the number one most important to me, is the voting rights bill and getting rid of gerrymandering. That's the most important one. And having coordinated federal elections with the same standards so you don't have people repressing the vote. That's the most important one. Second one is infrastructure. And they'll just work on them, and there's heat that builds up because what's happened is he's calling bipartisan. We went bipartisan. Shelley Moore Caputo was a fraud. She was a stalking horse. Sort of a lame squirrel. They stuck her out there pretending to negotiate. They have no, Moscow Mitch will never negotiate. It's just like back in 08 and 09. They did this to Obama. We got to go forward on our own. Okay, we're going to the line. Steve of Delafield, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Yes, good morning, Matt. Good morning, Luke. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to discuss something that was mentioned on your show last Friday. During the conflict between Israel and Palestine, you were saying that Hamas fired 3,000 rockets into Israel, but last Friday you said that Hamas fired 4,000 missiles into Israel. And I'd like to explain the difference between a missile and a rocket. A rocket is an unguided, rocket-powered weapon with no ability to steer, like a bottle rocket. A missile is a self-propelled weapon with a guidance system that can be steered in mid-flight towards a target. And the Palestinians never had sophisticated weapons like guided missiles or F-35 fighter jets, Cobra attack helicopters, hundreds of tanks, phosphorus bombs, guided missile warships, or military drones, all of which Israel uses to kill Palestinians. 99% of the Palestinians who fight against Israelis use slingshots and stones. And to the people who said that all the killings will stop when we get rid of Netanyahu, Netanyahu was kicked out of office on Monday, and 24 hours later, the Israelis started firing missiles at Palestinian women and children again.
Okay, Steve, here's the deal. Let me give some factual background, because I know you believe stuff passionately, but I think sometimes you've been given information that is not accurate or current. And so here's the reality. Originally, people were reporting that 2,500 missiles went into Israel, and at one point, 3,000. It turned out more than 4,000 were launched. And number one, number two, they're launched by Hamas from areas that are they're launched from schools. They're launched from places where there's civilians. So Israel has two obstacles. One is they've got to take them out, but they don't want to kill innocent people. They really do not. And so what they do is they target it as much as possible. There are some collateral casualties, but you know, why should any country like Israel, they didn't start it. Why should they tolerate the launching of 4,000 missiles or rockets into Israel? The second thing is, when you try to draw a distinction between a missile and a rocket, Israel is a small country. I don't care what you call them. If 4,000 of them come in on a couple of cities, innocent people are going to get killed. And the only thing that kept them out was Iron Dome, which is the defense system that the United States provided them. The other thing is, and this is something that is not generally known, but it was revealed in the last couple of days, Russia has now provided Iran with much more sophisticated guidance systems for their missiles. Iran. Why Iran? Because Iran is Russia's ally in Syria again, to support Assad and to attack the people attacking Assad. It's all religious. Iran is a Shiite country. 10% of the world's Muslims are Shiites. 90% of them are Sunnis. Assad is an Alawite who aligns himself with the Shiites. It's a Sunni majority country. We're all getting sucked into that. Russia doesn't care about religion. They've just aligned themselves with the Shiites. Hezbollah are Shiites. Hamas are Sunnis. That's why Hezbollah in Lebanon has been slow to come to Hamas's aid. The thing is a mess. Biden was right when he said once we should divide the Middle East up in countries by religion because they will kill each other otherwise. But Israel is our ally. They did not start shooting anybody. And when you talk about since Netanyahu got out, they are once again going after Hamas targets is because Hamas just sent what are called arson balloons. In other words, they're not missiles or rockets, but they launch these balloons. They're arson balloons and they float. So, you know, Iron Dome is going to have a hard time stopping an arson balloon. And then it comes down and it kills people. What's this all about? You know, I mean, it's a small country. The Gaza Strip is right next to Israel on the coast. And it's maybe 10 miles away, some of the stuff, you know, 10 miles. Come to Milwaukee sometime and go to the Brownport Shopping Center in Brown Deer. Go to Brown Deer to downtown Milwaukee, 10 miles. You know, whatever 10 miles is in Madison. You want guys, I don't care if you call them rockets, missiles, or arson balloons. You want them just launching stuff and kids are supposed to go to school. Nobody takes any pleasure in this. And when it comes to the final deal, is can there be peace? Yes, there can be peace. Israel met under Clinton's auspices with Yasser Arafat back in the 90s, and they met ever since. They offer the Palestinians 99% of what their objective is, their own state, you know, their own policing and so forth. All they ask is that the Palestinian state recognize Israel, right to exist. The United Arab Emirates did, Bahrain did, Sudan did, Morocco did, but no Palestinian leader has. And you want to know why? Because he'd be assassinated by Hamas. That's why. And so that has got to be sorted out. Palestinian people, I think, have finally got to say, look, let's go like the United Arab Emirates. And my solution for it, and for what it's worth, nobody's called me recently from the White House to ask, and I'll give it anyway. And that is this. Every Islamic country in the world must join the Abraham Accords. They must all get together and say, okay, we have our differences. We have our differences internally between Shiite and Sunni. We are ruled by jihad, which is a cultural imperative to murder, forcibly convert or subordinate any other religion. We're going to get rid of all that. We're going to keep our theology as it matters, as it applies to theological matters. We want to live in peace. We're not going to be burning down cathedrals in Europe. We're not going to be running people over like in Nice with trucks. We're not going to be walking up and stabbing them, chapping with hatchets. We're going to get rid of jihad. And we are going to say Israel has a right to exist. So does Germany, Italy, France, Britain, everybody else in Europe. And they will recognize our right to exist and we'll trade. We have some very talented people. There are a lot of great, talented Palestinians. And many Palestinians are Christians. Not that that matters. Many are Muslims. They also are very good people. But they've got to recognize Israel's right to exist, and they won't do it. And Israel doesn't launch anything. They sit there, missiles and rockets come in. And by the way, Russia did just provide to Iran, who are funding Iran, the Shiites are funding, and they are advising Hezbollah up in Lebanon, who are also Shiites, but they're even doing it for Hamas, who are Sunnis, in the Gaza Strip, and that's got to stop. Iran is the real problem. Iran in the early 80s when Reagan was president killed 300 Marines in Beirut, blew them up. And we didn't do anything about it. We did not do anything about it. And they have stuck their nose into a lot of this stuff. We got to say to the Iranians, and because they're Shiites and the Sunnis are after them, They figure, all right, we have our backs to the wall. They also are racially besotted with the idea that they are Aryans. That's why they changed the name of their country from Persia to Iran, okay? What do you think Iran means? And the people in this world who get real uppity about their race are the Iranians with the Nazis and the Han Chinese and the Japanese. And Japan felt themselves racially superior to all of Asia, and it took basically Hiroshima and Nagasaki to calm that down. With the Nazis, it took the Second World War to calm that down. And with the Han in Asia, that's Xi's, you know, the major Chinese people. There are so many other Asians, Vietnam, Philippines, Japan, South Korea, we're allying with all of them to contain them. But with Iran, they have this idea. The rest are Arabs, we're Aryans. You know, all right, they're Aryans. I'm not an Aryan. Who cares? Who cares if they're an Aryan or not? What does that mean anyway? It's ridiculous. And so they are going to set about to kill as many people as they can, kill as many people as they can in Europe, and kill as many people as they can, American Marines, and to support anybody who tries to kill people in Israel. So here's the deal. You know, you raise this issue. Israel didn't start anything. What they do is they had ultimately 4,000 missiles at them. And you say, well, rocket's different from a missile. Launch 4,000 of them from the Brownport Shopping Center in downtown Milwaukee. And what do you think is going to happen? Okay, got to stop it. Now it's arson balloons, very sneaky. Arson balloons. And so what they're doing is hitting the sites of the arson balloons, which they put in populated areas. And frankly, Israel has done a great job surgically getting at the people launching them with as little collateral damage as possible. Okay, we're going back to a lot of other stuff. We're coming up on a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up, because we're going to be going to a break shortly, and I'm going to get back to you right after the break. But I do want to say one final thing on infrastructure, and I think that Pelosi and Schumer are doing the right thing. Go it alone and just squeeze the heck out of Manchin, squeeze the heck out of Sinema. For the love of Pete, this is our chance. If we hold the House and the Senate in 2022, great, but we have got to move nimbly and quickly. We're going to a break. Stay on the line. I'll get back to you. A lot more after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.